Now to Italy, where the government is locked in a battle with an environmental offender. It's not the mafiosos who bury radioactive waste outside of Naples or the polluting steel factories accused of poisoning entire cities in the south. No, if the efforts of the government are any indication, public enemy number one is a farmer in northern Italy who wants to grow genetically modified or GMO corn. Angelica Marin has the story.
Neatly plowed, furrowed fields sit at the base of the Italian Alps in a fertile plain called Magreti. Part nature reserve, part farm country, and part pain in the neck for the Italian government. All because of one feisty farmer.
This stuff, with the same light, water, and fertilizer, produces 10 times more than the other kind. So what more could you want?
This is Giorgio Fidenato, a kind of crusader for GMO corn. Fidenato is blonde and brawny. He's like any other farmer in the region, except that his tractor is the only one spreading smuggled Monsanto GMO corn seeds. Fidenato has a dream, that every cow and every child in Italy be raised on GMOs.
Io voglio usare le biotecnologie perché voglio.
I want to use GMOs because I want to feed my family with GMOs, because I think they are more healthy and more nutritious. I don't want to eat organic foods because I don't think they are as healthy or nutritious.
Serve it up to his family? Maybe. But really, what he's thinking is that there's money in cattle feed. 40% of the corn that Italian farmers feed to their animals is imported. Italy simply can't produce enough. And everyone seems to agree that when regular corn isn't available, feed factories quietly import GMO corn. But growing it on Italian soil, that's criminale. Italians gush over their food. They like to believe that made-in-Italy products like pasta, prosciutto, mozzarella, parmigiano are GMO-free from the field to the plate. That reputation, at least for the government, is a matter of national interest. Because let's face it, those foods sell handsomely abroad. So Fidenato's pro-GMO campaign from the beginning was not welcome. Opponents thought better to nip it in the bud. In 2010, activists tried first. Wearing decontamination suits, they invaded Fidenato's fields, clipped his stalks, and covered his crop. Leading them was Greenpeace activist Federica Ferrario.
We intervened because the pollen was already flowing around, and so we stopped the contamination right in the spot. So I think it was something that we needed to do.
Then the state took Fidenato to court, twice. He fought fiercely until the European Union took his side, overruling Italian judges. Turns out, Fidenato's corn of choice, Monsanto A10, is approved by the European Union. The legal sparring match continued. Italy declared all GMOs illegal, a threat to the environment. It was one of those rare moments where the establishment sides with the activist. Again, Federica Ferrario.
We are talking about something that would impact so many people, animals, and the environment. So it's not about the freedom of one person. It's about the preservation of our environment, the preservation of our agriculture, the preservation of our economy altogether.
Fidenato's reaction was this. More sowing, more GMOs.
Non è che io voglia fare il bastian contrario.
I'm not just being merry, merry, quite contrary, you know? But when Italy, its politicians and its justice system distort Italian law, I'm going to say no. And I keep sowing GMO corn as EU law allows.
Fidenato may be the only one making noise, but he isn't the only one who wants to use genetically modified seeds. Many of his fellow farmers would also like to grow GMOs for animal feed, but are too scared of the legal backlash. Italy might be slow and bureaucratic, but touch the food and it gets cutthroat. Butcher Alessandro Yegri slices veal and pork inside his spotless stand at a busy market in Rome. He says Fidenato wouldn't find any sympathy here.
It's going to be quite a battle for him because the Made in Italy label is very important. These days you must work with natural products. People are well informed. You see this label? It reads, no GMO.
Come July, Italy will leave the European Council. That means for 6 months, Italy will set the agenda, and GMOs are already top of the list. The plan is to dismantle Fidenato's line of defense by changing European law so that individual countries can ban GMOs if they want. So far, the brawny farmer has won a few battles, but the war continues. For the World, I'm Angelica Marin, Rome.